Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Christina Ho, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Accounting Policy and Financial Transparency within the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Also joining us from IBM is Catherine Eustace. So, Christina, how are you leveraging partnerships in this effort, and what are you doing to continually engage key external stakeholders?
Outreach is a very important part of our strategy. In September 2014, which was over a year ago, we held the first town hall to kick off our work, and we solicited public input on their interests and desired outcomes from the Data Act. Many people attended the town hall. In addition to the senior officials from the government, we had transparency advocacy group. We had a lot of non-federal stakeholders attending the meeting. GitHub is a public-facing site where we have been publishing our standard and get input from the external stakeholder. We also have monthly communication with the external stakeholders, and we continue to solicit their input. We also launched, I mentioned earlier, a new site, openbeta.usaspending.gov. That's our latest effort to engage the public to design the website of the future USA spending. And we have been getting some very good comment, and we actually feed those the discussion and comments into our development cycle as well. So it's a really good feedback loop, and we believe that instead of the reason why we launch open beta is we believe instead of if we build it they'll come, it should be if the public builds it they will use it.
Well, as a follow-up to engaging external stakeholders, how can industry specifically benefit from and contribute to successful implementation of the Data Act?
Industry is already contributing to the Data Act by working with their many government partners to implement the Data Act requirements and helping the government develop new tools to analyze and use the data. I am actually seeing in the past year a lot of proliferation of industry ideas relate because of the Data Act. I think that the industry is very excited about this opportunity, and some of them have actually commented to me that they view this potentially could make DC the second Silicon Valley, which is very exciting for me to hear. So we definitely think industry has a big role to play in terms of helping us come up with solution to access the data, as well as using the data to create values.
You know, states have been making great strides and launching robust transparency initiatives for some time. Are you working with states in the federal spending transparency efforts?
States are in some ways ahead of the federal government when it comes to spending transparency. The state of Ohio's treasurer's office has created a forward-thinking spending transparency site, and the treasurer is working to link up all the local-level spending data into one site. A representative from Ohio came to our recent user roundtable meeting last month and offered some ideas about how federal, state, and local government data can be linked. I also spoke to a few officials from Connecticut and in Washington State and other cities as well. We are when I talk to them about challenges and things like that, they are quite consistent. The difference is scope,
breadth and depth of the government.
Yes,
itself.
The federal government scope is so much larger. And I also think that the one potential opportunity in the future, which is why the schema is very important in terms of using industry standard, is at some point we can link the data from the federal government to state and local and potentially international. Because if you think about the spending lifecycle, the federal government spending has a long tail. We give money to the state, and give, then they could be giving it to the local government or hire contractors. We also give out foreign aids and to foreign governments, not an organization. And if we could link all that together at some point, the value and the insight would be significant.
Mm-hmm. I do have a question. It's a, sort of a follow-on, because you mentioned the schema and you mentioned working or talking with the states and seeing similarities of some of the challenges. The size and magnitude is probably the biggest issue. Was, well, how did you folks come up with this schema and the other things around it? You started from scratch, right? And did you borrow and from different efforts previously, or...
Yes, for sure. We're all about leveraging existing work. I mentioned earlier when in the earlier segment about my career path. When I was the assistant commissioner for government-wide accounting, I developed the vision for the organization to eventually evolve into a data organization. And I actually started a pilot at that point to take the financial data already reported by agencies to us and make it into a industry standard, which that's the beginning of the really the schema. Okay. So when data passed, we leveraged that and built it out further, because the pilot I did initially was really based on a subset of the data that Data Act requires. And at the highest summary level. Since then, we have been building it out to include additional financial data and also award-level data. So that's how the schema evolved. But one of the things, even at that point, before the Data Act was enacted, that was very important to me, was that we should use industry standard. Mm-hmm. We need to move away from proprietary format. The reason I actually had experienced that, I mentioned earlier, at the time we were going through modernization efforts to our system, we were developing a new system to collect the financial data from agencies, and that's proprietary format. So out of that, the vision development, I felt that it was very important to move to industry standard, which became something that we were able to leverage after the Data Act.
That's wonderful. Good context. So, Christina, what does the future hold? What lies ahead in the Data Act implementation area?
I'm very excited about the future. We have a real opportunity to unlock federal data and free it up to be analyzed and acted on to improve the way the government works. If you think about the federal spending, is that for fiscal year FY15 was $3.7 trillion, and depending on the data sources, that accounts for about 20% of the GDP. And if you have access to all the data that make up that information, the opportunity is significant for value creation. Our vision continues to be better data, better decisions, and better government. I think that is highly attainable, and I believe we'll get there in the near future. And Treasury will continue to innovate in the field of spending transparency, and will continue to deliver our mission for another 200 years.
It's a nice way to put it. So, given your background, how you got here in terms of coming over from the private sector, what advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
My advice would be to really understand what motivates you. If you are interested in making an impact, then there's nothing that would give you greater opportunity and satisfaction than joining the public service. The government needs more talent as we deal with more and more complex challenges every day. So I hope that more people will join the public service.
So, Christina, thank you for joining us and taking some time out of your busy schedule to be here. But more importantly, Catherine and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you. And I hope that everyone will continue go to the resources we have on GitHub and also openbeta.usaspending.gov to engage and give us their comments.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with Christina Ho, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Accounting Policy and Financial Transparency within the U.S. Department of the Treasury. My co-host from IBM has been Catherine Eustace. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.